Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President Hillary Clinton, while campaigning, said she understands not everyone has benefited from the improvement in the U.S. economy since the recession.
I believe we had to recover from the recession that we inherited from the last Republican administration. I love it when Republicans criticize us as though they want everybody to have amnesia and forget that when Barack Obama became president, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month.
Meantime, the Republican Party nominee for President Donald Trump also campaigned on Friday.
Look, we're running against a person that was just accused of being negligent and being other things and lying. Lying. How do you lie to the FBI? And I mean, the answer is she lied. How do you lie to the FBI and now you're running for president?
Presidential election set for November the 8th. U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria has been concentrating attacks on the city of Manbij, that is near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city's center. Meantime, the U.N. envoy for Syria is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of any humanitarian corridors, allowing civilians to escape Aleppo. U.S. military vehemently rejecting remarks by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the U.S. military was siding with plotters of the failed military coup in Turkey. Erdogan criticized a U.S. general after the general voiced concerns about relations between the U.S. and Turkey. This is VOA News. The United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August the 12th. The mission of 10,000 troops unable to intervene in the battles in the capital Juba between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and others who back the former first vice president Riek Machar, because both are equipped with heavy weapons. Thousands of civilians gathered at U.S. bases or U.N. bases in search of safe refuge during the battles. Unrest in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands, displaced more than 2 million. Some of Afghanistan's most vulnerable citizens have fled their homes due to violence and are now facing worsening conditions. That story now from Aisha Tanzim in Islamabad.
War and violence has forced many Afghans to flee their homes and move to other parts of the country. An Amnesty International report in May put the figure of internally displaced persons in Afghanistan at 1.2 million. Afghan government developed a national policy to help them, but has been unable to implement it. The United States Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction blamed the lack of implementation on corruption, lack of capacity, but also many provincial governments. However, Syed Hussein Alami Balkhi, the Afghan Minister of Refugees and Returnees, said his government was working hard to help the IDPs despite difficult conditions. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Pope Francis walked in silence through the Nazi death camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland. More than 1 million people were killed there during World War II, most of the victims Jews. The Pope met individually with elderly survivors of the camp. Pope Francis is on a 5-day visit to Poland. U.S. state of Florida has reported 4 cases of the Zika virus, seemingly not linked to travel. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
One of these 4 cases involves a woman, and the other 3 cases involve men. They're all active Zika cases and have not exhibited symptoms to be admitted to the hospital.
Mosquitoes which carry the Zika virus have been found in southern U.S. states such as Florida. Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women who were infected with Zika gave birth to babies with a congenital defect called microcephaly, which causes an abnormally small head. More than 1,600 such cases have been reported in Brazil, where the outbreak began last year. You can get more news by going to our website. Find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.